Chair, congratulations from the Secretariat. I will start with the questions included in the sample survey. You can still see the QR code and the link on the screen. The sample survey consists of several parts. They are dedicated to some general policy questions, policy issues, with the aim to identify to what extent the existing policy answers the needs of climate change mitigation in Europe in the field of inland water transport, and what could be done to remove the bottlenecks, to identify the bottlenecks and to remove them at the various levels, at the national level, at the international level, and subsequently these could be found relevant for the policy, for the strategy of Inland Transport Committee in relation to climate change mitigation. And also, one of the most important questions is what actions could be included in the strategy itself. So hopefully we will have a good and successful discussion on this issue, summarizing the previous questions and the answers from of delegates. And of course, you are most welcome to contribute to this, to take the floor and express your opinion or propose some other options. So the first question is, how would you estimate the efficiency of climate change mitigation policy in inland water transport in Europe? I would like to highlight that this relates to international policy or the policy at the level of the European Union or the level of river commissions. So this is the first, this is the beginning. And for the time being, the average rating is 3.25 out of 5. But maybe after the lunch, people will be more satisfied and the rating will will increase. I can suppose that when people are hungry, they yeah, this can have an impact on the various estimations. The second question is, how would you estimate the efficiency of climate change mitigation policy in inland water transport in your country at the national level? The existing rating is, average rating is 2.75. So you can see that it is lower than for the national climate change mitigation policy. And what are your preliminary views? Does this really correspond to the existing situation? Can the national measures or climate change mitigation policy measures be less efficient than at the international level? What do you think? Is this correct? What is the basis, the international or the national policy in this field? Or they should be developed simultaneously in the same way, in the same direction? Is there a link? Or it is the same, or they are two different stories? Mr. Dabrowski, you have the floor.